Waffle dog.
As soon as you start recording, I just talk about waffle dogs.
So what is a waffle dog? I need to know.
All right. So there's this place in St. Louis called Steve's Hot Dogs.
Okay.
It's owned by the guitarist.
Don't say things you don't know.
We had this conversation before, and he's right.
It's owned by the guitarist of a band. I can't remember the
band.
Is
it The Urge?
The Urge, yeah. I think it's the guitarist. But anyway, every Wednesday they have waffle dogs, which I just had the first round tonight, which is like a corn dog except waffle batter.
Mm. That sounds so good.
And it's got like a waffle pattern on it. Oh, my fucking God.
They were even nice enough to let Alex get it with chili.
Yeah, normally they like serve it with honey or maple syrup or something. I'm like, can you just dump a bunch of chili on it? They're like, yeah. Oh, God.
And he brings it out and he's like, I also put cheese on it, too.
Like, oh, yeah. They're like, thank you. It's fucking good.
It's always a good call.
Now that your hair is growing, Alex, it's so fluffy.
Yeah, it's because I get really lazy when it gets to this length.
Is there anything in it, or is that just the fluff of
your
hair?
That's just what happens. It's like, I don't know, when did I take a shower? Like 24 hours ago? It's like 24 hours worth of my natural hair juice.
Fluffitude. God, that sounds so wrong.
I've never
seen Tony make that foul. I'm going to be sick face.
That wasn't the I'm going to be sick face. So I wouldn't have described it that way face.
The other thing that I do is like when I'm at work like and I'm thinking about something, which is a lot because all I do is make shit up, is I'll just like sit back in my chair and like run my hand through it once and like hold it for a minute like this. So it just kind of gets fluffier as the day goes on, even if there's gel in it when it's this long. So
I hate it when it's a song.
I need to get it cut. But that requires making an appointment and doing stuff. Well, unless you want to cut it.
What? Do you think that's what that meant?
No.
You could like stop at Walmart and get a Flo-Bee on the way home.
A what?
Do they still make those?
I don't know.
I don't think they do.
Yeah. Everything I say I age myself, it doesn't matter anymore.
How do you spell that?
Flo-Bee? I don't think there's a W.
I don't know.
It attaches like to a vacuum.
Yeah, you literally, literally are vacuuming your hair while using an electric razor. Thing. Like electric clippers.
Oh, it's still a thing. $64.95.
Last time you cut your own hair.
I did. It didn't work so well.
Why didn't it work that well?
It just, like, I didn't get the back right because I can't see back there. And the only reason I didn't know I didn't get it right was because I could feel it. Mm. And, like, after somebody else cuts my hair, I can't feel the back of my head anymore. So, it's nice.
Pumpkin. Boy, boy.
Like, it's bugging me right now that it's touching my neck.
I don't know.
Got a razor? We can take care of that.
If you guys want to cut my hair, that's fine.
Be part of the show.
We could make it a perk level donation for
a dream I had told me that I need to dye my hair like ice blue next time.
Nice. Okay.
So I had a dream where I had ice
like
blue.
Like her
hair.
Lips?
A little more brighter, white. More intense than
yeah.
that. Yeah. That was not an insult.
It was. I think that's the look of dubious that you're going to get more intense than that.
Right.
Oh.
How much brighter do you think you can get?
Like a super white blue. Like, I wouldn't want to step on that ice blue. Or no, is it when it's blue ice, it's good? I don't fucking know. It doesn't get that cold here.
No.
Although we just had like 6 inches of snow downtown today. And then it's all gone.
It's all gone. That's why I waited till like I was really sure what the weather was going to do before sending the email today saying we're on for this, right? Because like I knew we were in for like, because the National Weather Service said 5 to 7. So I knew we were in for like 1 to 9.
Like, it was funny because on the way into work, I was like, I looked at my phone and it said it was going to get up to like 45 degrees. And I look outside and there's 4 inches of snow in my yard. I'm like, what the fuck is happening right now? So I drove to work assuming it was going to melt. And until I got to the freeway, I just heard it scraping on my car because my car has no clearance. So I just sort of plowed Lindbergh until I got to 64, and then 64 was fine.
Yeah, like the alarm went off for us to go work out. Like, we really want to go. It's snowing. It's coming down pretty good. Maybe not. Then, like, right at 5:30, right when we would be getting to the gym, Julie's phone started ringing. My phone's down here, so her phone's up next to us in the bed. Oh, that's the school calling off. The robo calls have started.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I'm getting up. I'm just going to get up and get ready right now and just go in. Because I looked outside, it's like I can still see grass.
Yeah.
The roads are clear.
And as soon as
it hadn't melted it hadn't started collecting on the roads yet.
As soon as my tires hit it just like charged it into water. Like yep. That's how it was, like right on the line of being frozen.
Yeah. So I got ready, left the house about 6:30. I was like, I'm up anyway, might as well just go. Somebody has to stay with the kids, and I left my laptop at home or at work yesterday because our internet was out of work. So, like, it wouldn't have even behooved me to bring my laptop home because I couldn't connect in.
You couldn't VPN.
So, So I just left it at work. Got there at, like, 7. first person in the building. Started working. No, the person who's normally the first person in came about 7:45. She's like, what are you doing here? Figured I'd beat the idiots.
I had no traffic.
Yeah.
Because everybody was like, I'm not driving in that. But the roads were fine, like, as soon as you got to your state.
Yep.
The other awesome thing, while I was on my way to work, my boss texted me. He's like, I know your car is a piece of shit in the snow, but can you come in?
Well, it's nice of him to acknowledge
that. If you can't come in, he said, I know the roads are bad and your car isn't the best. Work from home. Make sure you work, though. And I just sent him a picture of me approaching downtown. Nice.
You could have taken my car.
That would have been smarter. But I didn't do that.
Hindsight. Hindsight.
I took mine. I pulled in the parking lot, and the parking lot wasn't plowed. So I just parked where I thought where a space was. And then I came out after work with all the snow melted. I parked like a fucking douchebag. I was like a foot over one line. I'm like, ah.
I found since I was the first one in, we have a couple of islands in our parking lot. So I just, the closest one to the building, I just parked right up next to that. And like, that's about where the front of the island is. So I'm going to kind of put the front of my car there. Turned out I parked well.
Yeah, I did not.
I parked better than some of the people park when there is no snow.
One good thing about working where I work, by the time I got there, they were already making their third round with the skid steer, clearing all the snow. Because we're lousy with skid steer, so there was like two of them. One's going this way, one's going that way.
I saw somebody plowing a sidewalk downtown with one of those Polaris off-road vehicles. Not the ATVs, but the side-by-sides. Like you would see this thing in a desert, but somebody strapped a snowplow to the front of it from a lawnmower and was plowing the sidewalk.
Okay.
I guess all right. I guess it's an $8,000 business expense then, right?
You do that. Like, Holden was excited because he didn't have to shovel, because by the time he got out there, it was all gone.
Yeah. I got home and only our driveway and sidewalk was melted. It looked like Kayla had shoveled.
Maybe I did.
Yeah. We don't have a shovel.
That's how good she is.
This is how much I hate snow, is I don't buy a snow shovel.
Those looks she's giving you, that's how she melted the snow.
It's warm in here.
I almost wore my Sausage Fest hoodie because it was cold in my house, but I was like, but it's not cold in Tony's. If I wear that, I'm going to get all sweaty.
I was going to say something, but it's not important. So,
hey, this is Tony.
This is Alex.
This is Caleb.
And this is Lena.
We are the Backseat Producers.
I was going to say, what is important that we talk about on here?
Hey, I said that.
I was going to talk about your Fight Like a Girl shirt. They have another one with Samus.
Yes, and they also have one with Tank Girl.
Nice.
Oh.
And they have one with, what's her name from Street Fighter?
Chun-Li?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Sounds right.
I've never played Street Fighter, but I think that's her name.
Someone will correct you.
I played it like
I won't read
it. When I was putting coins into it to play it. When there were no numbers at the end of it. An embarrassingly long time ago.
Penta's very lovey-dovey tonight.
Yeah. He... Snow days, he's...
Overwhelmed by children?
No, it messes with him because he doesn't get any rest. Oh. So he's probably begging to go to his bed.
Well, no one's stopping you, sweetie.
Last night, Julie had been promising him treats before she went to bed. So she's like, come on, let's go get a treat. And he took off, and she went to give a treat, and he ran for his bed. No, come here. Not putting you to bed. So she gave him the treat, and he took it, and... He ran to the base of the stairs as she went up, and he looked at me, and I started walking in here, and he ran right back to the treats. Like, well, if she's not putting me to bed, mm-hmm. you are. So I did. It's like 8:45. What are you doing?
I'm tired.
No, we were all tired. Last night I was in bed like 9:30. It was awful. But that's what happens when you stay up to like midnight and then get 4:30 to work out. That was bad.
Oh, fuck that. I'll stay up till midnight, but I'm not waking up at 4:30. This morning, the only reason I woke up and got to work relatively on time was because I turned off my alarm in my sleep. But then,
as you do,
I had a nightmare. One of those nightmares where, like, I'm super late for work, and no matter what I'm doing, I'm not getting to work. Like, there was one point where I got to the building, and then, like, the stairs going up to my floor were a fucking maze all of a sudden. And I'm like, why is this happening? And the elevator's broken. I'm like,
I had to change a tire 3 times on the way to work. Fortunately, I had enough spares.
What? Oh, like, part of the dream was, like, I was driving to work, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to stop by Tim Hortons. And I stopped in Tim Hortons and came back out, and it was, like, 5 p.m. I'm like, what the fuck? What happened in Tim Hortons? I am 9 hours late.
That is a shit ton of poutine. Like...
I had a dream there was a nest of poisonous snakes in our room. How about that?
Where at?
Huh?
Where at in the room? That's
in the corner of the room.
No, that's fine.
So long as they're not under the bed where you can't see them, you just hear.
It didn't matter because they like. I would like see one across the room, and I'm like, "There's another one," and it like just leapt from the corner of the room and it bit me on my thigh, and then it was just me wrestling this poisonous snake. I'd be like, I need to go to a hospital because this is it definitely is like.
This is definitely a rattlesnake.
No, it was one of those like, it was red and black and white.
Oh, the ones that we have in Missouri are king snakes, but those are red, black, and yellow.
Close enough.
Black and white.
Whatever is poisonous, striped.
Bad. Bad snakes.
There's one where it's red, black, and then yellow, and those are fine. If it's red, yellow, and then black, those are poisonous.
Listen, whatever. It was striped. It was those colors, and yeah. It was poisonous.
That'll happen.
So speaking of the Fight Like a Girl stuff, have you seen Target and DC have teamed up? They've got a new line of superhero girl stuff.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
I
have not seen coming that. Out in March. Like figures and apparel. And Julie said she forwarded me the article. I didn't
Marvel
thoroughly
can
read it.
DC can capitalize because Marvel has done fuck all with Black Widow.
Yeah, with any of their stuff. I mean,
yeah.
The closest they have to a female superhero right now that they could market anything to, but it would be really bad, weird marketing, would be Agent Carter. But it's like a 40s spy TV show. They're just not doing well with that.
Yeah. I don't know who Agent Carter is. Tony just gave me a synopsis, but it doesn't help.
It's Captain America's girlfriend from the 40s.
Oh, so she's dead.
She's not dead.
Oh.
Spoiler.
Damn, she's old.
She's very old. But this show is set right after World War II.
Because if you were like a spy in the 40s, that means you were like in your 20s.
Yeah, so she's really old.
Yeah.
The math checks out.
I think she might be dead now.
She's got to be pushing 100.
Yeah, they alluded to the fact that she might not be. In like the first Captain America movie. I don't remember that. It's been a long time.
This is why you gotta turn that aging off in your Sims or get that milk plant so you can just keep your Sims young.
Mm. I tried Sims.
The new Sims.
I missed the Sims so much.
You just buy a potion with your aspiration points.
Oh.
I like to kill them myself. It's much more fun to kill them myself. Except some of them take way too long to die and it pisses me off.
I used to kill Sims to get money. Like, no, because the game was tough. So, like, you'd marry somebody.
So, like, you were an assassin.
Why don't you just rosebud that shit?
I know.
No. But, like, if I didn't want to
rosebud. What's the other one? Is it Ka-Ching?
Motherlode.
Oh, Motherlode.
I think Ka-Ching is an old one.
Yeah.
Like, from the original one.
But, like, you used to, like, if I didn't want to, like, cheat it, I just wanted to game the system. Like, I would marry somebody.
Then
have them start cooking on the cheapest stove. And they just die. Or jump in this swimming pool.
Yeah, or put them in a room and take the door away.
But you can't do that after a certain point. 3? Or was it a patch for 2? I can't remember.
Really?
I don't know.
I know in 2 you could still put them in the pool.
No door, and you put a picture above the fireplace. Always catches them.
Yes. As long as you don't have the fire alarm.
The person catches fire. The picture.
Everything catches on fire,
and they're like, "What?
We put them in a tiny room with no door."
You know what sucks in The Sims? When a robber comes in and steals your couch because you bought the nicest couch and you're broke, and that's your bed because you couldn't afford the bed and the couch, and the robber just fucking takes the couch and walks off with it, and you're like, "What the fuck? I was sleeping on that."
This sounds like college. I don't want to play this game.
You're just bad at like economy games.
I am terrible at economy games.
I always found that the toughest one to play was always the whore. It's just too much to juggle. Because the goal is to, they have to like...
But in the new one, when you reach the end of the path, it's like an aspiration path.
Is that 4?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't played 4 yet.
When you reach the end of the aspiration path, nobody ever gets jealous of anything you ever do.
Oh, really?
So you just mack on everyone all the time.
Oh, sweet.
Nobody ever gets jealous.
I like that.
You gotta break some hearts to get there, though.
Which one was the one where you could start your own home business where you would make shit and sell it? That was my favorite thing to do.
I think one of the expansions in 3 let you do that, but you can also do that.
Well, I mean, if you were an artist, you could do that. Just stay home and
you used to be able to do that as an artist.
And a sculptor. I like the sculptor.
There was one where, like, if you were a scientist, you could make robots and shit
and
sell
3,
it.
In 3.
Yeah, you could do that. I know you could do that in 3.
Welcome to the Sims show.
It was a careers expansion where they added like the beauty salon and all sorts of stuff, but then you could sign up as an entrepreneur and sell things.
Yeah.
And then like the more you could sell, and then they kind of, what is it? It's like, you know, would you commission this for me? Or
Right.
All right. So let's talk about this shit show of a movie.
Deadpool?
The trailer that I saw for Civil War. Did you see what I did there? Yeah, it was good. Fucking Civil War looks like garbage.
I'm in for Civil War.
That means
I'm in for Civil War because...
No, yeah, you're undoubtedly going to have to watch it.
Mm. I was okay with it.
I liked what the Russos did with Winter Soldier, which was the last Captain America movie. They turned the Captain America franchise, they made a really good spy movie out of it. Like Bourne. Like one of the Bourne movies. So... They stripped away a lot of the superhero stuff, which like junks up Avengers and some of the other movies like that. And they kind of went back to what The Dark Knight did with Batman movie, where they said it wasn't a superhero movie, it was a psychological thriller. And fittingly enough, what Deadpool does, where they turn it into an action comedy and it's got superhero stuff in it, but it's not about being a superhero.
I like Deadpool a lot. But specifically the trailer that I saw, the only thing I could tell was Captain America was friends with this guy one time, and now he's...
This guy?
Gonna be a douchebag, because I didn't pay attention to it.
You mean Tony Stark?
No, yeah.
You've got seven Iron Man movies in history.
The other guy, he was like...
Winter Soldier.
He's like, he's my friend. And then Tony Stark's like, I used to be your friend, but now I rate my secretaries because I'm Tony Stark.
What?
Did you not see the extended cut of that?
Uh-oh.
All right, well.
Wow, that changed quickly.
I don't know.
Deadpool.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
It's fucking good.
Next week, we're going to talk about Clerks.
As foretold.
I don't know. I enjoyed Deadpool a lot. I mean, I kind of figured I would because the trailers made me really hopeful that this wasn't going to be another crazy superhero movie. Mm-hmm. Like, Deadpool is, I don't know, your average dude, below average intelligence, above average wit.
Yeah.
Right? And,
I don't know that he's necessarily below average intelligence.
He's a little bit psychotic.
I completely agree with being
he's
psychotic.
He's below average, maybe in wisdom, if we're doing like D&D stores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
High intelligence.
Yeah.
Low wisdom. High charisma. Got some strength in there.
Yeah.
Lots of dexterity.
Lots of dex.
And hella constitution.
I was going to say, yeah. Got that constitution,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's got like a fucking 22 constitution. But, his like I just love that, like, when the taxi cab driver kidnaps that guy, he's like, you have to take him back, kill him.
I'm so proud of you.
This is not what we're talking about. I'm disappointed. I'm so proud of you.
Oh my god, I'm gonna start choking.
You need to tell her what happened. Kidnap her. that was just, oh yeah.
You know what to do.
Like, you can tell, like, this guy's not a hero. He's just like, he's on a mission to get his girlfriend back and to fuck up the guy that did this to him.
No, he wants to get fixed.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't,
that's his original mission.
Yeah, fucking the guy up is secondary. I think he sees that as the means to the end of getting fixed.
Well, isn't it fucking him up when he finds out that he can't fix him?
Right.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
when that
that's,
becomes because he's
but that's,
yeah.
I mean, that's,
oh, that's
like,
gonna yeah.
The
he was,
very end.
That's
yeah.
seconds before he actually fucks him up.
Yeah.
He was going to kill him anyway. He said that early on, right? But he wanted him to fix him.
And this mission was like over a year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the way they lay out the timeline, this wasn't something that just all of a sudden he's Deadpool and going after the guy.
I think it was 2 years from when he disappeared to the end, right?
I thought it was less than a year.
It was a little more. It was like a year and 3 months.
A couple months,
or something,
yeah.
Because like at one point he specifically says it's been 1 year and so many months.
And so many days.
Yeah.
And...
yeah. Kayla, what'd you think?
I thought it was amazing. I thought it was fantastic. Ryan Reynolds is so perfect for this role. Like I cannot imagine anybody else. There's a lot of cool things just aesthetically. Like in the beginning sequence when they're in that car that's flipping over.
So good.
It was so good. You know, them
yeah.
going like through the whole scene
that
and like
very,
all the
yeah.
little details. And in the beginning where it's like the fake credits.
Oh yeah.
That
the opening
crazy.
Title
that was
fantastic.
That's when it was like I'm so in the right movie.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
is good.
The true heroes, the writers or something
yeah.
like
yeah.
produced by some other douchebag.
Yeah.
Starring some CGI guy.
Yeah. Angsty teen.
Right.
I love it when he shows up at the mansion and he's like, there are only fucking two of you ever here in this giant house.
It's like, that's all you could afford.
I love
Professor X, which one?
Yeah, it's so hard to keep up with these timelines.
Stuart or McAvoy?
Like,
Lena, what'd you think?
Oh my god, I loved it. And I'm a long time to get to being a Ryan Reynolds fan. Ryan Reynolds. Mm. It sounds so wrong in my head. Because I remember him from the, I'm thinking early 90s, from the Nickelodeon Degrassi Junior High days. The
Ryan Reynolds was in Degrassi?
He was in the very first run, which is when it was on Nickelodeon. He was the
younger
brother of one of the high school kids, and he was a massive dick tool. He was just a jerk.
Yeah.
And it took a long time. I was like...
So
then,
what you're saying is it was a prequel.
It was a prequel.
Yes, it was. And then, like, what was
same
it? Two
universe,
two guys, a girl,
universe.
And a pizza? I couldn't stand him there. I was like, why is he still here? I don't even understand. Took a long time for him to warm up.
It sounds
up
like
to
you
me.
Watch terrible TV shows.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm hearing.
So the first time I saw Ryan
he
Reynolds...
had a bunch of, like...
You can't do that on television with the Lannisport set.
In the late 90s, with the, what was it, the Van Wilder?
Yeah, the first time I saw him was either Waiting or Van Wilder. I don't remember which one I saw first.
I don't even. I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
I always thought he was
a
good actor, but I always thought the roles he played were like.
And that's probably why it took me quite a while. And I mean, I just like no one else could have done that.
I don't think as
well as he did. I just absolutely adored it. It was great.
Have you heard his rant about? He published a recorded rant about. Saturday Night Live.
I haven't heard it yet.
Or,
that was fake.
I know, but it was still funny. Where he's like, they want me to fucking do this, but then he starts going, like, I'm 10% more influential than Donald Trump. he starts saying,
it is really good.
He was not into Degrassi, according to his.
He was.
Oh, Elena, you got fucking.
No! Don't even.
According to IMDb,
Tony's like Degrassi Junior. Moderator.
I'm looking at. I'm going back all the way.
Boo!
No!
His first credit is something called 15. Ordinary Magic, The Odyssey.
I wonder if 15 is what I'm thinking of, because that was also Nickelodeon.
Does IMDb do move the like shows?
They do everything.
TV shows too. It does video games.
Oh well, yeah.
Maybe it was 15. I know it was Nickelodeon. When Nickelodeon was like completely Canadian.
What's that little boot?
That was before I was born.
I remember Nickelodeon when Nickelodeon. There was a time when I was watching it and I was watching You Can't Do That on Television. And my mom called from the kitchen. Hey, what are you watching? Watching You Can't Do That on Television. What is that?
It's a whole bunch of stupid.
It's dumb. It's a bunch of kids. What is it? She comes marching into the other room. She's like, this is dumb. I'm like,
yep.
I said that.
Continue.
Fine. But I need to know what you're watching. Because we had cable for like a month. So she knew that like bad things could happen.
I love your
cable.
Mom.
Oh fuck, he was on Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
The movie.
Oh. I was like, I've seen the TV series, I don't remember him. So I've seen a lot of mediocre TV.
What I remember him most from first was the movie Definitely Maybe. Love that movie.
I liked that movie. I you know what? I did.
I love that movie to no end.
What's that about?
It is a romantic comedy, but it's written as a mystery.
Oh, I think we talked about this.
Yeah, and I own it.
He's talking to his daughter, and they're trying to figure out who the mom is.
Yeah, well, he knows.
Right.
But he's framed his...
The daughter knows, like, and he's trying to get it out of her.
It's like... it's like Memento. It's really... it's really cool, because, like... They don't know. You know, she doesn't know. And he's telling her the story in such a way that he's changing all the names so she doesn't know which ones. She knows one of these three women is her mom, but she doesn't know which one.
It's really sweet.
It's
nice.
It's really well done. And, like, the ending is really charming.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if she just looked at, like, hair color and earlobes, she'd be able to figure it out.
Earlobes?
Yeah.
From a story?
Can you describe her earlobes?
Yeah. Like, I
describe my
now
earlobes,
I
want to
like
Alex,
go find pictures of my
attached.
Dad and see.
Mine are hanging.
Excuse me.
What about the other members of your family?
What did you say
do you
about
all
my
have the
earlobes?
Same earlobes?
Yes,
I think
we all have
douche.
Giant earlobes.
Your earlobes are a douche.
Attached.
Yeah, of course they're
hey,
attached.
Hey, stop it! What? Don't you say bad things to her?
What's wrong with my earlobes?
Nothing, sweetie.
It's a recessive
gene.
My earlobes are recessive.
Yes. Attached earlobes are a recessive gene. Science.
I can't.
Mine are giant.
I can't believe you're calling out my earlobes like this
hangers.
On the podcast. Now I'm like,
sorry, so Alex just gave us permission to call him Dumbo.
Your earlobes are perfect.
Yeah. She said they're perfect.
They are. Too late.
That's not when you had a chance to describe my earlobes. You did not say perfect. You said recessive.
I said attached.
Then recessive.
You called your wife a mutant. What's wrong with you?
What is wrong with you? It's a rare trait. It's like desirable.
So you're saying she's a codependent mutant between her ears? Is that what I'm hearing?
When I am constantly trying to peel her away from you, you're just giving me more ammo.
Right.
Don't understand. underestimate me.
Well, I'm taking her home tonight, so.
Well.
Shit. Just see how much action you get with those earlobes.
Yeah.
<I'm trying. laughs> Now we know who the snake in your room was. The poisonous snake.
Biting your thigh.
And almost killing, and almost
I'm
killing
my
you.
Hands too.
I can either take this over the top or not talk about it at all.
Yeah,
like there's the two directions I can go.
I led you to water. Are you jumping in or not?
Deadpool. All
right. So I'd how many?
Oh man, I was just gonna say something else. That's
how
okay.
many? How
okay,
many
let's say a poll. How many people wait. In this room wouldn't fuck him?
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, hold on. Does he have the paper face on? Or no?
That was so great. Did you see when he hijacked the interview with Hugh Jackman?
Yes.
No, did you? Oh my god, it's hysterical.
It's so, how many children were in your theater when you went to see it?
None, but we go to an expensive.
Oh yeah, you went to an expensive theater.
Too.
Well, our theater is only 21 and up.
Oh yeah, that's true.
It's one of the dine-ins.
Yeah,
yeah.
So none.
See, we can.
I pay more money to not have children in my theater.
We can do that, but only the shows after 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Is it just like Friday, Saturday they do that? That Werenberg.
This is not a child appropriate movie.
It did. That's where this conversation is going.
Oh, okay.
No, that's where we were going because. When Julie and I went, we went like late afternoon, early evening, left the kids at home. Holton's old enough to watch him.
Locked him in the garage.
Mm-hmm. And we were there and there was like an 8-year-old right down the aisle from us. There was probably a 9 or 10 year old down below. And there was one little guy, he had to be like 4 or 5.
Oh god.
I mean, and it's like what like there was some, yeah, exactly. There was some guy behind me that was talking rather loudly and making commentary before the movie started. Like, and normally people like that piss me off, but he was kind of funny. And he was like, as soon as the credits started rolling, he's like, "Now would be a good time to take your kids out of here." Not appropriate for children. Like, I really wish they would have showed, and I even said to Julie before the movie started, I said, I wish they would have showed a Red Band trailer for anything before the movie started. Because you got to know that this movie is not appropriate. Give me a trailer that has, like, a ridiculous amount of language, somebody getting their head blown off and boobs jiggling right in front of the screen. You know, just do that all during the trailer to offend these people and get them out. Don't ruin it for the rest of us.
My problem is this, like, I don't think I've ever heard of another movie where people were so confused about it being appropriate for children. It has an R rating. It explicitly explains all the reasons why. Like, what
violence,
do people just
nudity,
not pay attention to that stuff?
Sexual content.
Yeah. No, do you know how many people don't pay to any attention at all to ratings on video games?
When, like, I was working in, well, my thing with this movie is there's a lot of sexual content, there's nudity, but it is, like, from beginning to end, graphic violence.
Yes.
Big,
like,
time.
And that doesn't bother me, but that would be the part where I, with my kid, I'd be like, maybe.
Yeah.
And I was talking to one of my friends who has a 12-year-old daughter, and she was like, "Well, we were going to go see it, but then we heard all these things about it." So then when I saw it, I reiterated to her. I was like, "Yes, there's a bunch of nudity, there are graphic sex scenes. It's all violence, but also I'm trying to sit there and think, like, the humor in it. I don't think a 12-year-old would really even appreciate
even get it."
Right. Yeah.
Well, it's like, you know, we were talking about it, and Julie was like, "I think Holden could see it."
Like, oh,
I said,
"Holden's third. Exactly."
I'd never take him to the theater.
Right.
If he saw it, it would be in my house watching it with me. Just so
it's real awkward when the sex scenes come on.
Well,
right?
And see, and that's just it. She said that, I was like, but then there was those parts where she was riding him, and she's like, "Oh yeah," because, like. For as an adult,
International Women's Day,
kind of sometimes think of those, and they just kind of gloss over. Especially those of us who watched a lot of movies in the 80s where tits were everywhere in those movies. Mm-hmm. They just were. Airplane was a PG movie, and there's boobs, like bare breasts in the movie. And so
the nudity in the movie isn't that
and
graphic.
That doesn't bother me.
The sex scenes are graphic.
Yes.
And the violence is graphic.
The violence is graphic. You are correct. But basic cable shows very similar levels of graphic violence. Like The Walking Dead.
It's because as a culture, we're desensitized to seeing that on
absolutely.
TV.
Like, I don't think I have any worry about anybody that I'm going to mention here listening to this. But Julie has a cousin who's got a child similar age to Holden who a couple of years ago. So this was like 3 or 4 years ago. So this child was like 9, 10. They were all watching The Walking Dead together, as you do with your 9-year-old. And they had to turn it off because they were getting intimate in one of the scenes. It's like, wait a minute. That's the part you're going to turn away from? A married couple is going to have sex because they're scared and they want time together? Why is this inappropriate, but everything else is okay? What?
When I was working at Best Buy, I worked in the gaming department, and a lot of what we dealt with was mothers coming in. You know, they have a list of games, and they want to check them out. You know, like, is this game appropriate? Like, so constantly feeling questions about mm-hmm. content in games.
Oh, sure.
So I remember there's this one mother who, what was the game? I think it was one of the Mafia games, Mafia 2 maybe. And she's like, well, he wants this game a lot, but, you know, I'm looking at the rating and it says nudity. And it just so happened that I looked this up for another parent who was concerned about it. And the only instance of nudity in the game is you enter someone's apartment and they have a magazine laying on a coffee table with a bare-breasted woman.
Mm.
That's it. And for that reason, they have to put that in the the rating. But the rest of the rating is excessive violence, strong language, drug usage, you know, et cetera, et cetera. She's only worried about the nudity part.
Little Jimmy seeing boobies.
Right. And then she's like, yeah, no, I'm going to get him Call of Duty. And I'm just like,
you, this, wait,
oh God.
I remember this because this was when, was it Modern Warfare 2? I think it was Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, yeah.
Where you murder civilians.
And it had the exact same
That's
rating.
One of the missions, right? Yeah.
You mow down an airport.
It had the exact same rating because in this Call of Duty, there was drug usage as well. It had the exact same rating, except it didn't have nudity.
I'm glad I get motion sick and I can't play these things.
It's not like you bomb the airport from afar. You are walking through the airport terminal, killing civilians who are just trying to run away from you. That is the whole fucking mission.
Yeah.
And when you start that mission, there's like, hey, you're about to do some fucked up shit. Are you sure you want to do this?
Wow.
Like,
Clippies, do you sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
I remember thinking the same thing. I'm like, what?
Call of Duty has got to be worse than Mafia
there's
2.
All this violence.
You know, and I'm not going to say what someone else's kid is going to do or is not going to do, but I'm going to judge the fuck out of those people.
There was.
Because, like Holden has come home and said, well, my friend so-and-so has Call of Duty and plays this game and watches this movie. And it was like, well, their parents must not care about them as much as I care about you. He's just like, whoa! And it's like,
just gonna
what do you want me to say?
Mom, like,
what do you want me to say about it? That's
the problem is,
I don't think that him or you is emotionally capable of handling
of understanding the context and
of
know,
the game, the movie,
right.
the YouTube videos you're watching at the time you're doing it. So no, I'm going to stand by this.
And we can't pretend like that, you know, that stuff, everyone here is in the geekdom and we all are supportive of video games, as violent as they want to be, as sexual as they want to be, but we can't pretend like...
Because I'm a grown-up.
Right, yeah.
I can
exactly.
make a choice for myself.
Exactly. We can't pretend that if you let a child just, you know, go through all of this content, that it doesn't form, you know, shape them in some way. It doesn't... Give them some context to the world. Like
they don't. Yeah, they just don't have the capacity or maturity or something, like, or the life experiences to understand what's actually happening.
I'm doing this in a video game, or this character is acting this way in this video game, but that is a character, and that is not an okay way to act, you right. know? Like, yeah. I remember there was a huge conversation with GTA always.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
When kids should be able to play GTA. I remember me and Alex got into a huge fight. Yeah. We weren't even thinking of having kids.
There was a Facebook.
But it's things you have to have discussions about. People have to be aware of it.
Right. I
mean, there was a Facebook exchange between my late cousin's son, who I think Danny is, I want to say he's like 26 or 27. And his son is, I'd say, 5 years old. Excited as hell, you know, for Deadpool, saw it opening night. You know, it's fucking awesomer. And plays all the games. And one of his friends, like, he'd put down in one of his comments that, you know, do not take your kids to see that. And that little part of me was like, I'm so glad that Danny understands. Because he's just really hardcore with this stuff. But I didn't think that he would know, like, he would just say, you know what, my kid's 5 years old, he shouldn't see this. Because from what you see on the other side, he would just take them. So one of his friends was like, said something to the effect that, well, you know, my kid always sits next to me when I play GTA, so he can go see that. And Danny's response to him was, number one, you're a douche if you do that. Number two, don't go see it. It is totally different. And I was sitting there going, I haven't seen you since you were, I haven't seen you in like, you know, 15 years, but I'm so goddamn proud of you right now, child. I'm so proud of you.
I don't think, like, I would rate that GTA and Deadpool are like on the same level.
Like, but would you have like a 5 or a 6 year old sit next to you if you're playing GTA? No. There, yeah,
no,
yeah.
No. And I wouldn't take
That's why he's like, number one, you're a douche for doing that.
I wouldn't take them to the movie either. But the movie is great, but like if you took, I don't know, like a 10 or 11 year old to see Deadpool, there's no scene of them putting on a condom.
Nope.
It's straight to, I am told, pegging. I still don't know what pegging is.
What does a condom have to do with this?
But like it's safe sex. Like they don't know what a condom is. But like if they just think this is sex, they don't have all the other context around it.
But what about
GTA?
Did you
just say you don't know what pegging is?
I don't know what pegging is.
All right.
But it was apparently in this movie.
Do you want to handle this one?
We've already.
You want to show him later?
Adam and I already started this conversation.
well, this may be education for the
International
audience,
Women's Day.
Happy International
Women's Day.
When she's all up behind him.
And she was wearing.
And he's making faces.
Yes, and he's like, "Oh, oh no, 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 no."
And he's like,
"She's wearing a strap on."
Yeah,
okay. That's
when.
Oh, okay.
When, pegging generally refers to a female penetrating a male with a strap on.
I just didn't know that that's what it was called. I am familiar with this
pegging.
Yeah. I know. I told you that you knew what it was. You just didn't know what the word.
Nomenclature.
Meant. Yeah.
We're fancying it up.
I liked that they put that in the movie just because it was like, it showed like a consensual relationship between these two people that was like, I don't want to use the words like giving and taking, but you
it
know
was
what
experimental.
I mean?
They,
yeah,
they,
exactly. It was completely healthy.
Yes.
And,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they always had fun with it.
Yeah.
They always
but what were you saying about?
There's no context for like safe sex or anything like that in here, right? So like having like a 10-year-old watch the sex scenes, I would say.
So you
is
think
bad.
It's only a 10-year-old should only watch a sex scene if before they make like a big deal about
no,
putting
I just
on
think
a condom?
No, I was just saying like I think that maybe somebody should have the talk before. Like
if you
I
were,
think, I think that's. Yeah. I think that's.
I understand what you're saying.
I understand if what you're saying. You haven't got there yet.
If I was a parent, my child would have to have the talk and understand what sex is and how reproduction works and what
there
safe sex
go.
Is before seeing this movie. They would also have to understand that you don't shoot people in the head because they...
You're not going to be driving along a roadway and have a gunfight break out unless you're driving through St. Louis and there's a police chase involved. But these weren't involving police, so that's the fantasy of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the police never showed up. They're like, we can't get to the traffic. What the fuck? What the fuck? This department is so inept. Like, what? What?
You had some point that you were connecting it to Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
They don't put condoms on in Grand Theft Auto?
No, they don't. I would say that if I would feel comfortable, I would put this at the same level as Grand Theft Auto. I'm not going to let a 5-year-old play Grand Theft Auto. I'm not going to let a 5-year-old watch this movie. 13, 14, maybe if the maturity and stuff is there.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you have to take a look at that kid.
Yeah,
and how they're raised, and if they can handle it, and you know, Holden is absolutely dying to see this movie, but not yet.
Keep on dying,
it's,
Holden.
It's, you're not there yet. It's, you know, I have no problem showing him a movie with nudity. I have no problem with language because he probably heard worse. From me, but most likely his mother.
maybe he listens to this podcast.
Calling you out, Julie. Yeah.
She won't listen to this. That's fine. She might. She's seen the movie, so she actually might listen to this one. But the violence is over the top. I mean, in the opening scene, you see brains just kind of sploosh out right. on the road.
You see a guy spitting out a cigarette lighter from a car.
Yeah.
By the way, that reminded me that cigarette lighters are a thing. I had forgotten.
I never say this, but don't swallow. In the opening sequence, there were also a lot of really good references to other things. Like there was a Green Lantern playing, like a not a playing card, but like a collectible card, because he was Green Lantern. They made reference to the terrible Wolverine movie that he was in, that Ryan Reynolds was in, playing Deadpool, where they sewed his mouth shut. And he says something like...
Wolverine shitting up my yard or something like
that. Well, no, somebody even makes reference to sewing his mouth shut, and he says, no, that'd be a terrible idea.
And I kind of, because I remember that, but I was like, that's like the one damn movie I haven't seen of all the Wolverine-y movies.
He also makes reference when he's going into the...
I haven't watched it.
Into the facility where he's talking about becoming a superhero and he's talking about a costume. He's like, as long as it isn't green.
Yeah. 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 So
that one I got.
They made quite a few references to that. The fourth wall breaking was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've broken the fourth wall inside the fourth wall. Is that the 16th wall?
There was an article in the, what is it called? The Riverfront Times,
mm-hmm.
where whoever wrote it just totally ripped it apart. It was like they were pandering to the audience. And there was maybe...
Yes, what, they were.
There that's, was... That's well, the no, no, point. No. But the best part, there was... At the time I read it, there was about 160 comments. Basically every single one going... do you not fucking know how this is supposed to work? That is exactly what you just quit. Just quit. You don't belong there. Don't write stuff if you have no idea what any of the backstory. I read every single comic because I wanted to see if anyone would ever agree with this article. Every person was like, I will punch you.
Film critiques bother me so much because people are like trying, like evaluating them for their art value and stuff like that. Like, isn't that why people go see this movie?
No.
What the fuck are we doing here, Tony?
People want to like be entertained. I don't know.
Are you not entertained?
I have to be Adam where I talk about nonsense bullshit for a while, and you need to be Adam where you bring up the art movies.
I'll rub my tummy like Adam.
I also don't have a ponytail.
I don't have the Fabio hair.
I also probably won't get arrested.
The director was the director from the other really good with Chris Pratt and Guardians of the Galaxy.
James Gunn. Yeah.
He wrote a really good... Did he write an article or did he just release like a statement? I think he wrote an article.
I think he wrote an editorial.
Talking about how Hollywood's going to get the wrong idea from this movie. And
yeah.
Which is unfortunate. Something about... Because the movie, like, it doesn't treat you like you're an idiot. Like,
no.
That's the whole premise. No.
And they've decided to make a superhero movie, but do some fun, original things with it. And that's the idea they should take from it. Not the idea that we need an R-rated superhero movie.
Yeah, another superhero movie
because
with violence.
Because all the other R-rated superhero movies that we've ever had have worked so well. Because... They make this sound like a new thing, but it's really not.
No, Deadpool is an R-rated
person.
Yes.
Superman shouldn't be. Batman shouldn't be, right?
Batman could be, because of the level of violence. He doesn't necessarily have to.
Batman doesn't kill people, though, right?
He always... doesn't kill, but he can fuck some shit up.
this is, I think, the second Marvel movie that I've seen that I actually enjoyed. First one being Guardians of the Galaxy.
And this was also not a Marvel Studios movie.
Yeah. Like, I can't stand the superhero movies where they're like, ah, we can't kill a bad guy. No, kill the fucking bad guy. He said this like 12 times. Kill him. Like, you're vigilantes. Just do it. Like,
well, that depends on each character.
And that's
yeah, I know.
But that's where
that's
fantasy definition of a superhero comes in.
Yeah, that's one of the things that drives me insane.
That's also why Deadpool doesn't define himself as a superhero, because based on that definition, he's not.
At the end of the movie, like, where fucking Colossus is going on and on and on, and he shoots the guy in the head anyway. Like, oh, I was like, thank God, because like if he hadn't killed him, that would have been my one flaw with the movie.
Colossus.
No, he was gonna kill. He was gonna kill him the whole time.
But Colossus was such a good character because he was such a great counterpoint to Deadpool. Oh yeah, you needed a character like that to show the light and the dark, and that was so.
And I don't know the girl's name, but I loved her too.
Negasonic Teenage Warhead. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I only know that. And I only know that because I had to look it up because I didn't know who the character was, and I was like, that name is ridiculous. Apparently, there is a song called Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Oh.
And it's a real song, like, that a real band plays, and that's how the character got the name.
Oh,
she,
wow.
She liked the song, so she took that name. That's which, cool. A teenager picking a superhero name, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Because I think we all probably had screen names at one point that had to do with a song or a movie or
absolutely.
A comic book character that we liked. So that was, that I loved it. My first AOL screen name was based on a song title, so.
Yeah, one of my first handles was based on a song title.
Embarrassing times.
Because back then you put teen with everything. That was like the cool thing. And my favorite song was by Good Charlotte, and it was called Screamer. Okay, but I didn't see you make that face. I didn't make that connection.
So, I assume you didn't. And that makes it even more precious.
I was teen Screamer.
At Yahoo. And she got so much attention.
Oh. Even years later,
did
I would
you sell that name? Because you probably could have gotten money.
You know, even years later, because they shut down the Yahoo chat rooms. But before they did, it was just a couple of years ago. Before they did, I made a game out of it.
Oh, I bet.
Just enter a chat room, 10 seconds, and then leave. And I would get just.
I would just respond each one. You're number one, number two, number three, number four.
But it used to happen, and I didn't know why. I was like, "What is going on?"
Oh, that's fantastic!
I remember we would play Yahoo games together, and while we're playing games, she just get these chat requests popping up.
I'm like, "What the fuck is going on?
Like, why is this happening?" Oh,
that's it.
The worst part is they'd be like, oh, and you're a healthy 18, and I'd be like, no, I'm actually 13, and they would try to keep on going, and I'm like, I just told you that I'm like super underage. It's awful.
Wow,
the internet's awful, you guys.
Yeah, that's bad.
I liked the extra ending in the movie.
The Ferris Bueller ending?
Yes. I'm sitting there, like, the credits are rolling. Like, the credits started rolling, and I was like, nobody left. And I was like, oh, okay. So then I'm sitting there going...
I actually pulled out my phone. Yeah, we're staying.
Right. Like, I think, like, two people got up, and I was like, oh, good, okay. So clearly they know something. So I'm sitting here going, the only thing they could possibly do is a Ferris Bueller ending, because that would flow with the movie. I'm just, like, in my head, I'm going, that would be an appropriate way to end the movie. So then it ended, and then I see the hallway, and I was like, oh, look at me getting something right, okay.
I loved him jerking off the unicorn horn.
I saw that scene and I like stored it in my mind. I'm like, I should bring this up later because I'm not sure if I actually saw that.
You did.
Or
you
if
did.
I just like wanted to see that.
Yeah, both. Both.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone wanted
that. You guys
are
talking about two different things. He's talking about the cartoon, the end where he He jerks off the unicorn horn.
No, no. There's
but there's also
the unicorn.
The
plushie.
Unicorn plushie.
Yeah, the unicorn plushie. Yeah. Yeah, yes. There's that also.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
That happened also. Yeah. That also. I love the scene where he's talking to her. He's got the plushie. The industrial strength, the industrial sized vat of lube. Oh god!
I like it when he touches her with the tiny hand. He's like, it's gonna look fucking huge.
Oh my god!
Once this hand gets through puberty, I'm gonna fucking get back out there.
I did love how they showed his wounds. The scene when he fights Colossus and is just breaking parts of himself. Is he just God, that was so good.
It was just like every moment of this movie was like, there wasn't any downtime. It was,
was solid. The pacing
was really good.
Yeah. And, it, you know, I'm coming into this having no Deadpool knowledge.
Me neither.
The Deadpool knowledge I have, I, for the most part, have not liked the character. Because I was reading comics when the character was introduced. And I generally found the character annoying. Because it was a character that showed up in other books. Hmm. And if you're watching, imagine watching a serious X-Men movie, and this guy shows up. It's like... That's not what I'm here for. This guy is not what I'm here for. This movie was great, though.
Yeah.
I love the character in the context of this movie.
So it's funny you bring up X-Men because I got Kayla a book, which I think picks up after this movie. Or is like, I don't know. I think it picks up after this movie. And I was in the comic shop and I'm in the D's. I'm like, where is Deadpool? And I'm like, oh, it's with X-Men. And I'm like, oh, yeah. That was a minor part of this movie.
Yeah. That's why Fox has the license for it. Because technically he's a mutant.
Hmm. Ryan Reynolds was talking about he's been trying to make this movie for 11 years.
Really?
Yeah.
They've had the rights tied up. It's been in active development, I think, for like 7.
Right. And they did like the initial photography for it, and
they released it like two. Well, it was leaked.
It was
like
leaked
2 years ago, and it's mostly the opening sequence that we saw in the movie.
Oh, okay, yeah, but
I saw it like 2 years ago.
He was saying like, it's just they did the initial photography for it, and then Fox was like, they put it on a shelf, and they weren't doing anything with it. And he said that happens pretty frequently, and it's like it's super frustrating. And it was him and like. Four other people who had access to
like
this
him
stuff.
The director and two of the producers, I think. Yeah,
right. So he's like, and then it got leaked. And I'm 70% sure it wasn't me.
Yeah.
He was talking about how he knew that if it got leaked, then Fox wouldn't have no, like, they would have to make the movie because people would want it, and they did.
Like, I remember, like, the week that happened, it was, like, all everybody was talking about. Well, like, this movie has to get made.
This movie has made more money than in its opening weekend than any other R-rated movie,
think that's the record it broke for R-rated movies.
Yeah. So, like, because if you look at your R-rated movies, you immediately cut out a good portion of your population that would go to see a movie, right?
Mm-hmm. Anyone 18 or younger.
Yeah.
The thing about this movie was it hit a lot of really interesting demographics because comic book movies have become really popular. So it had that going for it. The audience that follows comic books knows who Deadpool is and was already enamored by the marketing for it. Ryan Reynolds is a good-looking dude. And there were some women I saw who were, as soon as Ryan Reynolds' name was on there, I'm in.
Yeah.
You know? Like anything with John Travolta in it, my grandmother's seen that. She will hide her eyes during scenes that she doesn't want to watch, but she is in for that movie.
The other thing was they did really good marketing.
The marketing was fantastic.
And I don't know if this is Ryan Reynolds just being Ryan Reynolds or if they had a solid fucking marketing team. Because like there was... And you can still, they're still putting out shit where Ryan Reynolds was like laying on that couch giving advice. It is.
The testicular cancer.
No.
That was fabulous. That was a good one too.
It's him and TJ Miller, and TJ Miller's like taking questions from the audience, and Deadpool's supposed to be answering it, but like you have to watch it. And it's done very specifically in like this really crappy recorded style, like in someone's basement, and like the tracking is all off. Nice. And it's really funny. We're never doing this again.
It's already made almost $250 million.
Wow.
$247.5 million. I was just looking up to see what some of the...
one would assume backseat box office already knows this.
If they would have released an episode since it's been out, they might have said something about it.
Oh, snap! Art!
Well, it's not like they're going to...
Actually, Jeff releases them, so... Weeks, so.
They're probably going to beat us.
No, I know there was one last week, I'm pretty sure.
But...
Because I always share it, and then Art shares my share.
Yeah.
Did you hear that Ryan Reynolds walked off set with the Deadpool costume?
No.
He straight up stole it.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
They were wrapping up, and the whoever takes care of wardrobe was like, are you gonna take that off? And he's, what did he say? I can't remember. Essentially, no. And he left. And he's I've waited 11 years to make this movie. I'm keeping this fucking thing.
It's currently ranked as the best X-Men movie, and this is just box office totals that we're talking about. Opening weekends in the month of February, opening weekends in winter, four-day holiday for the President's Day weekend, number one. Number one rated R opening weekend. It is number three widest R rating release. That's the number of theaters it was in. Number 17th fastest to 100 million, 18th to 150, and 20th to 200 million.
I don't think this is going to be like the best selling movie of all time or anything like that.
No,
because
no,
they've cut out with the R rating, you cut out so much of your audience.
But you've already broken so many records.
Yes, yeah, mm-hmm. This is going to be huge. Like,
it's also the number one opening February, the number one opening winter. These are adjusted. It is not the number one R-rated movie adjusted. It's the number one R-rated opening weekend adjusted.
Adjusted for inflation. That makes sense.
It is number six overall for R-rated movies not adjusted, which is still pretty damn impressive.
Yeah, it's only
beat right now by Passion of the Christ, American Sniper, The Matrix Reloaded, The Hangover, and Hangover Part 2. And it will pass Hangover Part 2 by the weekend. And it will probably overtake The Hangover by the end of the weekend. Maybe even Matrix Reloaded by the end of the weekend.
This needs to beat Passion of the Christ. Because fuck that movie.
Have you ever seen it?
No. I don't need to watch Jesus be tortured for 3 hours.
Of all those movies, I've only seen The Hangover.
It's got a long way to go to get there. Because that movie made $370 million. And American Sniper made $350.
Surprised American Sniper made that much money.
I am not at all surprised that movie made that much money.
No.
For weeks that the theaters were crowded for that one. And I, at first I thought it was just being so close to a military base, because we sometimes see that effect right here at our theaters right here, because this is the closest theater to the base.
Right.
But apparently it was more than just that. That one hit a lot of people at the right time when it was released, and it just had a long tail on it. A lot of people went and saw that one.
I got nothing else.
I do. The only problem I have with this movie...
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong. You'll agree with me on this.
Probably.
I was warned that there would be full frontal nudity in this movie, but I was told of both genders.
Mm.
I was told that Ryan Reynolds had a full frontal scene in this movie.
Really?
By multiple people.
I thought we saw his dick.
People like claim in shadow that when, or something. Yeah, exactly. People claim that when he was fighting that guy right after he got...
Yes. Yeah.
He's naked.
He was flopping.
Yeah. That's not the full frontal.
There was dick dangle.
That's not the full frontal I was promised.
No. Quick dick is not full frontal.
Because we saw all those strippers completely... naked. And they weren't fighting or in shadows.
Were they completely nude?
They were completely nude.
I honestly did not notice.
They were completely nude. Ryan Reynolds was not.
He was in shadow.
Not the same. Not even close.
That is my only...
That is acceptable.
Only. You do see Ryan Reynolds' butt, though, when he's wearing that Christmas sweater. And he proposes to her.
It's a lovely... Yep.
So sweet.
It's a lovely set of cakes. It is!
I don't understand that term.
I was just mentally comparing his butt to cakes, trying to figure out where the term came from.
Yeah.
Sink your teeth into them. Perhaps I've exposed a fetish. I don't know. He's got a nice ass.
It's you do you. Or Ryan Reynolds, if given the opportunity.
No, I'm saying. He may have a mom fetish. I could just.
He's pansexual. Well, Deadpool is.
That'll work.
They've even said they kind of hope have Deadpool with a boyfriend.
Didn't he say that as well? He'd love to see
that. That was in the comic books, right?
I believe so.
I thought there was a comic book series where Deadpool had a boyfriend.
It might be because I never read. I didn't like Deadpool enough to actually buy anything that Deadpool was the title character, so I wouldn't know.
In one of the promos, he starts off where he's like something ladies, and then he's like, and maybe some of the men. You know what? Let's just everyone. And then he said something about fucking
oral
people.
Favors to someone whose name rhymes with Pulverine. The Stan Lee cameo was fantastic.
Yep.
I saw someone had a suggested cameo that I think would have the only it would probably been would have only been better if it would have been done that way. And it was somebody walking, just having Deadpool walking down the street and have him pass Stan Lee and say, "Stan," and just keep walking, you know, and just like completely break the fourth wall,
right?
And just have him call him out as Stanley and just keep going.
Really liked Leslie Uggams.
I didn't know who that was. At first I thought it was Nichelle Nichols.
Yeah, I know. I thought
totally
that too.
Thought it was her.
And then I was like, no, that's not. And then I was like, oh God, that's Leslie Uggams.
Is that the blind
roommate? Yeah.
I totally thought it was Nichelle Nichols.
Yeah,
though.
I did too.
From the original Star Trek.
That's what Adam and Melina said.
As they've aged,
I swear, it looks just like
her.
Yeah,
she does. Wear red, dumbass.
Oh, he wore the brown pants. And apparently, they snuck a character in that they didn't have rights to.
Oh, yeah?
The character Bob.
Who is Bob?
When they're at that last fight, and he runs into the guy that he knows.
Yeah.
And they start talking, and then he knocks him out.
His old, like, war buddy.
His old buddy.
Oh, okay.
It's like, hey, how's the wife?
There's a sidekick from the Marvel Comics named Hydra Bob. Uh-huh. And they don't have the rights to Hydra.
Hail Hydra.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. So they snuck him in.
There was so much.
All the Hugh
Jackman. She's going to do the superhero jump.
It's hard on the knees.
You need to find...
Gina Carano was really good. She was solid.
Yeah. You need to find that Ryan Reynolds hijacking Hugh Jackman. It's really funny for Eddie the Eagle, and
it's really funny.
So fucking hysterical. And then I can't remember, but there was a Betty White reviewed it.
Yeah,
there was something she said at the beginning that was really really funny, but I can't remember it.
I saw that too.
She loves Deadpool, but
she said something about Ryan Reynolds is so fucking hot. Something. Yep. I can't think of much else that I have to say.
I think we've covered a lot.
The conversation we had earlier will probably come up next week regarding a spoiler. So there's a scene in Clerks where Randall holds up a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it's part of the... They almost gave the movie an X rating because of it. Because he's holding up a Hustler or High Society or something, and if you look at what he's holding up on the screen, it is a woman whose legs are spread and you can see clean up inside her. And he even makes mention of it.
Yeah.
And they almost gave the movie an X rating just because of that.
Wow. Huh. I actually need to see this weekend. I need to see Mallrats because it's going to expire on Wednesday.
Yeah, you better do that.
Yeah, I'm going to. Because I rented it off of Google Movies and...
Are we doing Mallrats after Clerks?
I guess. Sure.
Doesn't matter. I just need to see it. Because the... What's the other one? The
third Chasing movie? Amy.
Yeah, that's on Netflix.
Chasing Amy is on Netflix right now. Anything else?
I would see Deadpool again in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
I would like a double feature with... not even double feature, just a new movie with Furiosa and Deadpool.
That would be fantastic.
Like, the war happened, Deadpool
can't
die.
See, this is the conversation like, Adam needs to be here for.
That would be amazing.
That is amazing.
And he just keeps trying to follow her, and she just keeps beating the fuck. She's shooting him and leaving him, and
it's
he
like,
just keeps showing up.
No, wait. I just need directions.
Wordlessly just shooting him and moving on.
He joins those old women. He's living with them.
They looked like a bunch of women who would be into pegging.
Now that he understands, he's
now
all
I know
over
what
it.
Is.
Not my judgment.
Look, that old woman came down that fucking sand dune on a dirt bike with an extended swing arm and paddle tires. I immediately fell in love with her. Like, I'm like, these are my people. Like, I know where I belong now.
I'm sorry to tell you, Alex, but you can
as their pet.
Yeah, I don't think they'd cotton to someone like you.
No.
He could be their pet.
I could be their. I don't know. They don't need a programmer.
They don't need.
I'm sticking with pet.
They
you
don't
would
need
be
no
their
man.
Pet.
They don't
Alex,
need a
that's
man.
The whole point.
I was gonna say I could be their mechanic, man. But they got that shit covered.
Yeah. Alex, God.
They could probably show you some things.
Mm. I'm sure they could. I don't know shit about two strokes.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, God. Oh,
come Jesus, on now. What the hell?
It's easier than that.
It's a I threw it out there.
I understood what you meant.
Oh, yeah, but you also understood what I was getting at.
All right. Well.
And on that stroke,
anything
I think
else?
We pretty much.
Next week, Clerks.
Yaha. Night-night.
Go see Deadpool unless you're under, like, 14.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if you are under 14, don't go, even if your parents seem to think that
you're
under
14. Why are you listening?
Because your parents are wrong.
You've probably gotten bored with this podcast by now, so probably not listening.
Go
so.
To bed.
Yeah.
Like, what are you...
Go to bed.
Do your homework.
It's
wrong
late
with
for
you.
Us, but we don't know when they're listening to this.
Probably in bed after... on their cell
I'm gonna
phones.
I'm going to tell your mother.
Texting their girlfriends.
You just put down your little... phone and you go to bed
on their Neopets.
I thought she was gonna tell my mother something. I don't give a shit what you tell my mother.
Scolding the children.
All right.